We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Omar Rav Chista, Chatzis Shechov Chatzis Baschorim Sheskat Shol Ruven. We have here Chatzis Shechov Chatzis Baschorim that got a kedushin from Ruven. Now we're going according to Rav Chista, which would sound like we're going to Atzchal, but we'll see in a second soon. We'll have to talk about this. But what happened was Ruven gave a kedushin to Chatzis Shechov Chatzis Baschorim, v'neshtachro and Maisa Shlam became free the other half, v'chozro v'neskat Shol Hashemim, and she went afterwards to Reuven's brother and took kedusha from him. Umesu, and then both Reuven, Umesu Shnei, and both Reuven and Shimon died. Misyabem is Levi, third brother Levi could do yibum. I in Tav Megimel Aveis, I ve'ain ani kayerba, I the din Eishes Shnei Mesim. What's classic case of Eishes Shnei Mesim is that you have three brothers that two of them are married, let's say, and whatever, it makes a difference. But let's say one of them is married, Reuven's married, and Reuven dies without children. Shimon doesn't do Yibum yet, just gives Maimer, which is a Kedushin Derabanan, and then Shimon dies. So the law is Levi cannot do Yibum on this lady. Why? Because the Reuven's Zika was not completely taken off, because they didn't do Yibum yet, just gave Maimer, and Shimon is connected a little bit through Maimer. So therefore, we Darshan Eishtei Mesim, it does not work. But here's Darshan Eishtei Mesim, why not? Here, it's Reuven and Shimon's wife. Because Malav Shach, if Kedusha Reuven Kedushin, if Kedusha Reuven is Kedushin, and Kedushin Lav Kedushin, and Kedusha Shem is nothing. If Kedusha Shem is Kedushin, Kedusha Reuven Lav Kedushin, Kedusha Reuven is not a Kedushin. So what's the Suffolk? So Rashi, the Suffolk is Kedushin Chal and Chatshiv Chatshiv Chayim. Rashi is assuming if it was Chal, so then once she was Meshuchar, it went across the whole Isha. So was not sure. Is it Kedusha Kedushin? Then it's Reuven's wife. If it's not Kedusha Kedushin, so it's nothing. So then she is married to Shimon. So either way, Levi could do Yibum because either Reuven's wife or Shimon's wife. That's what Rashi learns. Tosis asks that this Rav Chista himself holds before that it's Kedusha Kedushin. It's sure Kedushin. So it's sure Kedushin. So it sure belongs to Reuven, not to Shimon. So what's the Gemara Shiloh? That's Tosis asks the Masul Manav Shach. Tosis asks the Kaddish. The Persian country is the Meshum the Pluk Dam Roy Leel Masaf Kalei Heimen Av Kedushin. The Kosher of Chista Gufei Pshita Leid Av Kedushin. Rav Hunan Ami Chaz Bei Mekayach the Rav Chista. So Tosis the Suffolk is Venirim Masaf Kalei Gamri Kedushin Rishon Roy Paki. We'll see the next tomorrow. The Shiloh the Suffolk is like this. When Reuven makes Kedushin Chatsi Chatsi Chayim, even though it's Chal, what happens when she gets Meshuchar? Does the whole thing fall off? We'll see why soon. Or does it Nigmar? Does it now complete itself? So that's the Shiloh. So if it falls off, then Shimon could be married to her. If it's Reuven's, if it continues, so Reuven is married to Reuven. The only Shiloh is, on the side that it's Paki, so how could Shimon then marry her? It's Eish Yisach, Shalom HaKam Mitzvah. That's a Kash on Tosis Pshat. It could be asked where Rashi is bothered by that Pshat. Kabon, we have a Gemara here with two Pshat. Itbar. Chati Shiv Chati Beschoyim Shizkat Shal Reuven. V'neshtachra. Here's the Miriam Chalikas we spoke out. Let's say it's Chal. Chati Shiv Chati Beschoyim Shizkat Shal Reuven. And it was Chal, v'neshtachra, and she was freed. But Chaz was Gachal Shimon. Here Shimon is not a brother. Stam, it's Gachal Shimon to someone else. Is it Chal or not? Shimon. Is Shimon's Kedusha Chal or not? After Shechar. Rav Yosef bar Chama Rav Nachman, Pok Kedusha Rishon. The Kedusha Rishon falls off. Why does it fall off? So Rashi says it falls off, Zog Rashi. I feel my name of Mekadesh is Ba Shechar of Efkiah. Mekadesh is Hosheini. Why? She ain't a stand that goof of Avakan Shanoilab. She became something else now. It's like Cotton Shanoilab dummy. She became a new Chefsa. That she's a new Cotton Shanoilab dummy. What's Pshat? What do you mean? Why is it called Shnoilab? The half of Ben Chayrim that was a Bas Chayrim should be fine. So look at Rechon Wasserman and Kervis Aris that Pshat is that a Chatzis Shiv Chayrim is the whole guf is Chatzis Shiv Chatzis Chayrim. So every part of the guf is like that. So when we get free now, it's a whole different guf and it's a Shtana Gufa. So he holds Paki Kedusha because it's a new guf. Rav Zeir Amar Nachman, Gomru Kedusha Rishon, it finishes it off. So as Machloek is here, what happens by Yishtachra? Om Rav Zeir, Kavas Di Mistavra, Tichsiv, Lo Yumsu Ki Lo Yichu Pasha. It says in the Pasuk by Shivcha Charufa that the reason why there's no Misa is because she was not free. Mashma, if a Shivcha Charufa, which is a Chatsi Shivcha Chatsi Beschayim, if she was freed, Hachov, Shal Yumsu, then there'll be Chiyav Misa. So you see that if she's freed, the Kedushin is Geimer, and now she's a full-fledged marriage. So it's a riot to Rav Zeir. I'll tell you for sure it's not right. Because Tonabar Bishmal, who learns the Pasuk, is talking about Shivcha Rufa. So you're telling me now, it's a Pasuk, a regular full fledged Shivcha. So you're telling me somehow now that if she gets free now, all of a sudden it's a Kedushin? No tzad. But Tonabar Bishmal, don't want Shivcha Ranz Marasa Slavet, Ivri, Hakanam, the Chupasha, Yumsu. Elamayisagamema, Shechupsha, she wasn't given a get Shivcha and then another Kedushin, because of his Kacha. Here also, it means, Kilochu Pasha means that she was not freed and have another Kedushin. Al Kabbalim, So it's not a raya to the shayla. We have machlekas over here. When you give a kedushin to chashuk hazacharim, is it nigmar or not? Machlekas if it's paki or if it's nigmar. So gemar avaita. Omar Rabba ba Amar Huna bar Katina Rav Yitzchok. Ma'isa beisha achas shechetz shiv chas bezacharim. There was an issue with the chetz shiv chas bezacharim. The kofu is rabba also bezacharim. They forced the rabbi, her master of her half, to free her. What's pshat? We assume pshat is because we wanted to have children and she can't get married now. So is that kaman k'Rav Yecher ben Breker the Omar Shneim who aimer v'varach oisam elikim v'yemer pru revu milu? There's a big machlokes if there's a dim pru revu for a lady. Most the Tanoim hold there's no dim pru revu when it comes to a lady. But Rav Yecher Breker holds there is a chiyah pru revu for ladies. So Gemara is saying is if you're forcing her to get freed, it must be she's chayim pru revu. So that's why we wanted to get married. It's not a raya. The reason why we were forcing the rabbi to free her is because people were being noyimin hefker and wanted to be able to get married to another yid to protect her from people being noyimin hefker. Now, what do you see in this Gemara? The one wants to be a raya, that they had to free her means that she's chayim puravu. Didn't the Mishnah say a different mitzvah? What mitzvah did the Mishnah say? The mitzvah of Sheves. Not puravu. That's the Mishnah said. Mishnah said, and that pasuk is included by Isha. So what's going on over here? That even more, the Tyson said the reason why he brought in this pasuk is because to get by Eved also, which is like Isha. So why is this a raya? Holds bru revu. So you know what Askasha? Tyson. After Malav on base, Tyson Maschel Loi Askasha. The end of Tyson. Tyson says the fizeh b'shifcha. This is the end of Tyson's Dibur Maschel Loi on that Malav on base. The fizeh b'shifcha nami shayich b'shabes. I have a hard like a fina bechet shivchas b'scharim ela heichad an ogam minig hefker. Frank Tyson the kasha. It's mashma only out minig hefker. He did it. Haynu m'shem kivin loy mifkada apru revu. Shem agam la'achash and shtachar leisakayin. The reason like this: if you right, was a freer for Shabbos. The problem is once she's freed, she might not go and get married. Why is that chayim pru revu? She might not get married. Therefore, it won't help anything. So only in the background of the chayim pru revu, so then we'll free you because of Sheves. We'll free you because of Sheves then. But then we'll free you because of Sheves. But if you're not chayim pru revu, we'll worry, even if you free you, he's not going to go ahead and get married. Ad kan, the gevaldige yud sugyu of chatzi shivcha, chatzi v'chayim, and chatzi ever chatzi v'chayim. Now we're going to a new Mishnah, a new inyan. Hamoicha avdei levchavim. Someone sells his eved, kanani, to a goy, oil to chutz laaretz or to chutz laaretz yotza ben chayrim. The halach is he goes free. There's a kanas, which means, like Rashi explains, if he runs away from the guy, or the halach is we'll see later on, you make a kanas on him that he has to be poida the eved. So the halach is you poida the eved and he goes free. If the eved runs away, he goes free. It's a kanas that they made on the person selling to a guy that he goes free. What's pshat? Because he's taking him away from mitzvahs. He's working for a guy. He has to work on Shabbos and Yontif. He's taking away from mitzvahs, and he has mitzvahs like a isha right now. Or you sell it to chutzlaretz. Same thing. You're selling him to chutzlaretz. There, it's going out to chutzlaretz is not good, and you lose some mitzvahs and you lose the kedusha yitzchol. There's a kanas that the halacha is. That, but let's say we can't say chutzlaretz, that we'll see. If the lekech or the meicha, who's a knasam lekech, pashas means lekech, we'll have to free him. That's the halacha. Yotzo ben chayim. That's the Mishnah. Talk to Gemara, Tarabana, Namecha Avdoi, Loi Vichavim. You sell your Eved to a non Jew. Yotzo lekech is Targa Chikr. He goes out free, which means automatically your mominess is lost on this. And it goes, he needs the, and the Targa Chikr, Mirab Rishon. He needs to get Chikr from his first master, he needs to get Chikr. Omram Shimon Gamil, Bemedvar Mumus like Kosovo Inai. If you didn't write an oinoi, we'll see what that means in a second. Of a cause of oinoi, we sold to the guy. He wrote an oinoi, the zel shechru. That's like a get shechru. My oinoi. On Rav Sheish, the cause of oinoi, he wrote like this. The cause of oinoi. Likash tibrach imenu. If you run away from him, in the esik bach. I have nothing to do with you. If you write that, then that's considered a get shechru, and you don't need a get shechru. And that's the halacha. If he runs away from the guy, he's free completely. But if you don't write that, then we force him to write a get shechru on this Eved. Tan Rabbanan. Lova alav min ha'ayvah chavim. You borrowed money from the guy, and the guy said, need some collateral. So you said, here, my Eved is the collateral. Here, you could collect from this Eved. Kivan sha'asoloi oivichavim nimusoi, yotzal acheris. Once the oivichavim did a nimusoi, it's considered a sale to the guy, and yotzal acheris. What's the nimusoi? My nimusoi. Om Rav Hunavar Yehuda, nashki. Nashki, that's what it means. Nashki means a chaysam, which means once he puts the, like a badge of avdus on his neck. That was the minhag. They used to put hang something from his neck to show he's an eved. Once the guy puts a badge like a collar on this eved, this collar says belongs to the guy. So then he goes to cheres. Why? That completes the sale. And so kilu you sold to the guy. You took a loan. It's kilu you sold the eved to a guy. That's the halach. It's a master of sheshes. I bring a raya not, that the musa does not mean nashki. Master of sheshes. The halach is this in this brisa. Ha'arisim v'achakirois. Arisim about the others. What is an aris? An aris is someone, a sharecropper. He works on a field and he gets a percentage of the payers and the rest go to the landowners. Landowners is too busy managing his real estate to work on the field, so he hires people to work on the field. How do they pay them? Pays them a commission. They get a certain percentage of the field. That's arisim. Chakirois is more like a lease that he leases it for 100 barrels of tefuah, 100 bundles of tefuah. So no matter what, he gets 100 bundles of tefuah and the guys get the rest, the guys who work. That's chakirois. But Arisa bought the Aris, someone's an Aris ready, his father's an Aris ready on this field. This is talking about a guy's property. And the halacha is, it's a guy's property, so he's not chayiv in Meiser because the guy's property. So even the Arisim also are not chayiv in the Meiser on the stuff of the goyim over here. That you're not chayiv in Meiser. So therefore, it's not like it belongs to the Yisrael, it belongs to the guy. And a potter from a ma'aser, Yisrael, he's potter from a ma'aser. That's Allah. Arisa kiris, arisa v'davos, va'oyve chavim shemashke, mashkin yisadei Yisrael. And also another example of being potter and ma'aser is a guy that gives a field li Yisrael. So now, is it considered like Yisrael? Yisrael, the guy borrowed from Yisrael, gave the field as collateral. So it's considered that Yisrael owns the field? No. Afish also the Musa. Even if he did the Musa, p'turim and ma'aser. All these cases are potter and ma'aser. And it's the gay, so the din of chakirim arisim is the reason is because the guy's property. So even your own, even the things you take yourself are potter and ma'aser. Why? Because it's not payers from a Yiddish field. I am a shutif, I'm not a real shutif. It's considered a guy's field. Arisim, chakirim, and arisim about the office, that's a reason that even though your father's aris, maybe it's like more of a bialis. No, it belongs to the guy of the field. The second halach is that if you gave a guy a field, you gave the guy gave the yid a field as a mashkin, it's still considered a guyish field, a part of a ma'aser. Even though there's the musa. What does that mean? It can't be a nashki. You don't put a collar on a field. So what's a nashki? There's a kasha. If it's a nashki, if it's the musa means nashki, sadabas nashki, it says the musa. It can't mean, musa cannot mean nashki. So, elam rav sheish, you know what it means? It means a zman. What it means is, a zman, that even though it reached a zman, so then, or then the halacha is, like it says back, let's go back to Eved, it says, by Eved it says, once he gave his man, once there's his man, so then it goes to Cheres, consider a Mechira. So then, what?
Zman for what?
Zman, when he doesn't pay, he's going to collect the Eved. He's going to take the Eved. Once he gives his man, a Peroin.
His man comes once he gives
it. Right, then tomorrow we'll talk about it. Let's say, we'll say when his man comes. When his man comes, then it belongs to the guy. Right now, consider a Mechira, you sold the Eved to the guy. And the same thing by the field also. That when even though it reaches man, you will not be chayiv ma'aser. Now be a chiddush already. So kasha is man as man. It's gemara's kasha. Manav shach. He just said that if you have his man, it's considered the guy who owns the eved and considered mechira. And by the field, we don't consider the Yisrael owning the field. And we're saying it's still part of ma'aser. So it's shver. Like, well, is man like yours or not? That's gemara's kasha. Kasha is man as man. Zok the gemara loy kasha. It's not shver. Hod the mater zimna loy mater zimna. Then you're right. The case is by eved where he goes to chayiris is already reached his man. The case of the Sade, Loi Matas Zimna yet. Didn't come Zimna yet. That's why he potter Meiser. Freit the Gemara, like Abi Eved, the Matas Zimna Zirich Lameimar. If it already reaches man by Eved, you have to tell me, of course, then it belongs to the guy. Of course, it's a Mechir. That's not a Chiddush. Zimna, Eloid Vidi Loi Matas Zimna. Both cases are, it did not reach Zman. Loi Kasha, Loi Gufa, Loi Peira. So what Rashi learns like this, that by Eved, that you're kaveh zman legufoy, so you mezalzel the tekanot d'rabbanan. Even before this man, they gave a knas because you're going to actually get the eved. So therefore, it's a knas. Mashainkin by soda, all you with kaveh is that you will get the peiros after this time, not that you'll get the field. And since it's there, even matazimne wouldn't be a mechira. So the kolshkin v'loy matazimne. So that's a chiluk. Hold the guf the peiros by eved since it's leguf, so you mezalzel. So that's ready a knas even before this man. And by soda, you only give the peiros. Therefore, it can even be after this man. Tosis asks, you could have said that Beimot Zimelot Zimna, the chilik is, if it's Gufa Beira, Tosis has a different shop because of that. Tosis has a different shop. Vibayisayim, another Torah. So Vibayisayim, Mishalova, Amanas, Lamashkinoi, Vlay Mashkinoi. Like Tosafot says here, the case was that, I mean, the Rashi says the case of here is it was Mata Zimna already. Both cases were Mata Zimna. And the Chilek is like this. You didn't actually start working with the Eved. You didn't actually take the Eved into your property. So according by Eved, there's a Knas, even though you didn't take it yet. Even you didn't start working with him yet. Since the Ovaz Ma'am Loi Paro, so already it's considered like a sale, and there's a Knas that goes to Cheres. Masha Inki by a Sada, since you didn't take the Sada yet, so therefore, it's still part of Menamaiser because it's not considered yours. Like Rashi says, Hodu Sada Gushlova, you come to Yeshua Amnashim, Loi Ephra, as Ma'am Plaini, that you come take this field. It didn't come. That's what's going on over here. Since he didn't take it yet. That's a rash. Learns Tosis a little different shot. Tosis says, it's going back on the first part, just answering Mata Zimne, on that part of it, Balkaponim. The two truths of the Gemara is, first Teretz is, by Eved, it's the guf itself, and therefore we give a Knas. By Yisrael, just the Peretz. Second Teretz is, the chilik of two cases were, did I actually take it into my possession? And yeah, I didn't take it into my possession yet, and the chilik is like this, by Eved, even if I didn't take it into my possession, just as after this man already, there's a Knas already, it's a Mechira. Since it's not in my possession yet, there's no Chiv, Meiser.